WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. A northern Wisconsin tribe is addressing growing concerns over immigration enforcement and tribal sovereignty. Maddie Schaefer reports.
The Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa held a community forum Monday night after recent reports of immigration and customs enforcement activity on the reservation. According to the Wisconsin Examiner, tribal leaders have raised alarms after reports that Native Americans were picked up or questioned by ICE during enforcement operations in the Twin Cities. Tribal chairwoman Liz Arbuckle spoke about the stress the community is facing.
It's unnerving. We've seen Native people picked up in Minneapolis. We've heard those stories. We've seen those stories. So we are unnerved. So a little extra preparedness, thoughtfulness, kindness, it won't go amiss. That's for sure.
Leaders urged members to carry tribal enrollment ID along with a photo ID. Arbuckle says that tribal IDs are free for enrolled Bad River members and can be updated if needed. Other tribes may also offer similar services. They also highlighted statewide resources such as the Native American Rights Fund, the ACLU of Wisconsin, and Legal Action Wisconsin, which can help tribal members understand their rights and create personal safety plans. State Representative Angela Stroud of the 73rd Assembly District spoke about ICE activity across the region.
You know, it's targeting urban areas, but it's not limited to urban areas. Rural areas are also being affected. And so it's not that we know they're going to come, but we need to be prepared because it's happening throughout our region, even if it's focused on Minnesota right now.
Several tribes, including Bad River, Lacouturay, Oneida, and Ho-Chunk, are notifying members that agents cannot enter a home without a judicially signed warrant. Wisconsin tribes are issuing guidance on documenting encounters, accessing legal help, and creating personal safety plans.
Eau Claire officials gathered at the newly opened Downtown Transfer Center on Wednesday to celebrate Transit Equity Day. James Kelly has more.
Transit Equity Day is held on February 4th to honor the birthday of Rosa Parks, whose refusal to give up her seat on a bus to a white passenger in 1955 sparked the over year-long Montgomery bus boycott, a crucial moment in the civil rights movement. Phil Swanhorst is the Eau Claire Transit Commission chairperson and a former Eau Claire bus driver, and shared his thoughts on the history of Transit Equity Day in Eau Claire.
And this is the 10th year since I attended a conference in Washington, D.C. to create February 4th. Why February 4th? We wanted an activist that believed in equity in transportation, and who better than Rosa Parks, and her birthday is February 4th. So 10 years ago, we created that, and by we, it was unions, it was management, it was Ireland, it was South Africa, it was European countries.
In its proclamation declaring February 4th as Transit Equity Day, the Eau Claire City Council highlighted the importance of public transit as an essential service for residents to access things like healthcare and employment, as well as its importance in addressing climate change. Swanhorst also shared his thoughts on what future progress could look like for public transit in Eau Claire.
Continued applicable ADA compliance. Believe it or not, we build our buses, our transfer center. Our accommodations are very ADA compliant. When we drop off at some schools, some healthcare facilities, some older churches, they are not ADA compatible. So the future would be to have our community be ADA.
To honor Transit Equity Day, a local nonprofit, Jonah, covered all bus fares on Wednesday so residents could ride for free. Each bus also had a rose in the front seat to honor Rosa Parks.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers visited Altoona on Tuesday morning to meet with local officials and community leaders on affordability issues in the region. James Kelly takes us there.
The roundtable at the Altoona City Hall covered a wide range of topics, most notably the state of affordable housing and the increased costs for health care and child care. Following the discussion, Governor Evers said he'd like to use part of the state's budget surplus to increase funding for local governments and schools to prevent even more property tax increases.
Can the state play a role? Absolutely. We have, we've got a bit of a surplus, and we're hoping to be able to increase funding for our municipalities and our counties and our schools so that property taxes can go down instead of up, or at least stay the same, and I think people would be in a much better place.
Eau Claire City Council President Emily Berge attended the roundtable, reiterating an increasingly common call for more shared revenue from the state. Berge says increasing property taxes is one of the few remaining tools municipalities have to address the needs of their community, like school funding or repairing potholes. Governor Evers again highlighted the state's budget surplus as a way to provide a bit more support for local governments.
It could happen tomorrow if the legislature passed it. We have $16 billion. We don't want to put that out and have us go broke. But the fact of the matter is, we can afford looking at $1 or $2 billion worth of shared revenue, school district revenue, things like that.
Like many communities struggling to address funding needs with limited revenue sources, Chippewa Valley residents have seen massive property tax increases over recent years. Much of that increase is the result of school referendum proposals, forcing residents to choose between the property tax hike or potential layoffs and program cancellations by school districts.
I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin voters are already turning in absentee ballots for the April 7th election, but the early numbers are still well below where they were at the same point in the 2025 spring race. The State Elections Commission says just over 276,000 absentee ballots have been requested so far, and about 54,000 have been returned. Early voting started Tuesday, and Election Day is April 7th. To see where you can vote early and what's on your ballot, check out myvote.wi.gov. The Dane County Sheriff's Office is trying to handle the spread of what it's calling misinformation regarding Ridgeland Farms. The agency released a statement this week more than a week after dozens of activists entered the property and removed dogs, resulting in multiple arrests. The Sheriff's Office noted it cannot refer animal cruelty charges against Ridgeland Farms until July because a court settlement gave the licensed research facility until then to stop selling dogs bred for biomedical research. The statement added people have a right to protest peacefully, but the March 15th event involved people committing crimes. Dane County mentioned it received several inquiries about Ridgeland Farms from across the country and beyond. And thousands of people are expected to take part in No Kings protests across Wisconsin tomorrow, with more than 100 events planned statewide. Organizers say the demonstrations are meant to push back against Trump administration policies. In Milwaukee, the main rally is set for Washington Park from noon to 3. Other bigger events are planned in Kenosha, Appleton, La Crosse, Green Bay, and Oshkosh. Organizers say they want the events to stay peaceful and focused on free speech. And Milwaukee Congresswoman Gwen Moore is pushing a bipartisan bill she says would help older foster youth build stronger connections with adults as they age out of the system. The Connect Act would expand mentorship and peer support through the Federal A program. An Ohio Republican representative is co-sponsoring the bill. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
A big day for Jake. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers got out the bats on opening day against the White Sox. Bottom of the seventh. Two men on, two outs, and Jake Bowers at the plate. Jeff Levering with the call.
Bowers, a fly ball to right. It's got the height. Does it have the distance? At the wall. It sure does. A three-run bomb for Bowers.
The Brewers went on to win 14-2, the most runs scored on opening day in franchise history. Sal Frelick also homered Pat Murphy after the win.
Good strike ball, Sal and Bowers. Bowers doesn't hit that unless Lockridge gets down the line. He decided to say, look, I want to keep this inning alive.
The Brewers have the night off. They'll host the Sox tomorrow night. Men's college hockey, Wisconsin scored 4 goals in the final period to beat Dartmouth 5-1 in the NCAA tournament. The Badgers face off against Michigan State in the regional semifinals tomorrow. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny skies today, a bit on the breezy side, chilly as well, with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows down into the upper teens. Increasing clouds on Saturday, milder with highs in the mid to upper 40s, highs in the lower 60s on Sunday.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.